You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
I started with $500 in an investment account, and I, you know, Warren Buffett, I learned about Warren Buffett, read a little bit about that, and it said, he said, own what, I always tell people own what you buy, but, Warren Buffett says, own what you know, right? So I bought Apple, I bought Google, I bought McDonald's, and I bought Chipotle. And then, so I, at the time, Apple was at 109, original Google at 320, and McDonald's, I think, was at $52. And one day I came back, I'm invested now, so I'm watching CNBC. Mm-hmm. And they said, Chipotle's at an all-time low. Is it the end of the burrito craze? Well, I just waited 20 minutes in line for a burrito. So I knew that Chipotle wasn't going anywhere. So I bought Chipotle stock, original Chipotle stock at $45. And then I kind of forgot about it. It was the spring, and then we got back to OTAs, and I did some traveling, and then we got back to the season. And I thought, now I'm getting some money, I might as well go put it back. And I went back, and the $500 was now $1,200. And I thought, man, that's a pretty good deal, And so I went to a professor, Mary Doherty, who kind of taught me some just basics about investing. PE ratio, things like forward earnings, things like that. But just real basic stuff, dividends. I mean, I even have a degree in economics and policy. It wasn't until I left college that I understood dividends and equity. Wow. So I just invested every check I got. I randomly saw Hootie and the Blowfish on MTV back in the day when everybody watched it, and they said we save $60 out of every $100 we make. And so I decided to save 80. So I saved $80 out of every $100 I made. I bought as many cars as you can drive at the same time. And I bought a house smaller than I thought I could afford. And those things really set me up. And I continued to put away. And I bought a life insurance policy. And as proud as I am of a 10-year NFL career, I'm just as proud that I've owned Apple and Google for 10 years. And that's really continued to make a lasting difference in my life.
And we are back here live in Denver, Colorado. I'm your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, with another great episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. How you may be catching this live here in the local area of Denver on YouTube, or if you're catching us on the podcast, don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe button, share button, and all the other great stuff. But it's like always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So here today, we have a very, very special guest, as you can see in the description box. We have Denver Broncos Super Bowl 50 champion, who turned into a best-selling author here recently. And most importantly about him is that he also is big into financial literacy. So we want to talk about his finances, what he did right, what he did wrong, and what lessons he learned, and things like that. So stay tuned. Without further ado, let me introduce my guest, Mr. Ryan Harris. How's it going today, sir?
Hey, good, Prince. Thanks for having me.
Is that a watch you're wearing?
No, it's a paperweight. Yeah, you get the anytime you win a Super Bowl, everybody gets a ring. So
everybody gets a ring?
A Super Bowl 50 ring, yeah.
Super Bowl 50 ring. All right, that's pretty cool. Now, for people out there who may have never heard of you, right? Maybe you've been living up on the rock. I know people definitely know you here in Denver. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Ryan Harris, champion Super Bowl 50, 10-year veteran of the NFL. Played for the Denver Broncos, Houston Texans, came back to the Denver Broncos when we won Super Bowl 50, then went to the Pittsburgh Steelers, also played for the Chiefs before I came back to Denver. And in retirement, I've become a broadcaster, so I have a sports talk radio show here daily, weekdays in Denver, 10 to 2. Also on the iTunes podcast, search Harris Hastings in Dover and click to subscribe. Also do the Notre Dame football broadcast. So I'm the color analyst for Notre Dame Radio, Notre Dame football. So I do all their games. So check your local listings. And then I also do Altitude TV, CBS 4, do some work for them here in town in Denver. And then also an entrepreneur. I have a digital marketing company that's growing and giving me some time and effort. So that's all I'm doing in retirement.
Got it. That's kind of crazy talking about retirement at age of 33 years old.
Yeah, but that, I say I'm retired because I worked for it. And I like reminding people that if they want to retire, they got to start thinking about what it looks like for them. I mean, I am retired. I do what I want to do every day. You see me, you hear me, I'm doing what I want to do. And I work very, very hard for that.
So I've known plenty NFL athletes, met some great NFL athletes who made some great money in NFL, and I don't hear them talk like that. Yeah. What did you do? What is the secret? What did Ryan Harris do differently from everybody else?
Well, you know, and I got to thank my father, Kevin Harris. He really gave me a lot of opportunity. You know, one of the things in the NFL, you know, when you're in college, after that football season, you have spring, you know, you have spring classes, spring semester, you got spring workouts. I got 4:30, 5 a.m. workouts, you know, twice a week to get you still in football shape. But when you get to the NFL, nobody cares what you do. When you're done with the season, either you work out and you get in the best shape of your life coming back for OTAs and training camp, or you don't, and you'll eventually be out of the NFL. But one of the things is, for me, I'll go and work out early in the morning. I'd be done at 11 o'clock. I'd be sitting there just playing video games, and I call my pops, and I said, man, I am so bored. I need something to do. And he said, you know, why don't you put $500 in a Scottrade account and buy some stocks? So, I mean, I already have a financial investor that kind of, you know, manages the money. And to all those who know, once you start saving and investing, soon it becomes about planning. So I got somebody who has that. But I started with $500 in an investment account. And Warren Buffett, I learned about Warren Buffett, read a little bit about that. And it said, he said, you know, own what, you know, I always tell people own what you buy. But, you know, Warren Buffett says, you know, own what you know, right? So I bought Apple. I bought Google, I bought McDonald's, and I bought Chipotle. And then at the time, Apple was at 109, original Google at 320, and McDonald's, I think, was at $52. And one day I came back, you know, I'm invested now, so I'm watching CNBC, mm-hmm. and they said, Chipotle's at an all-time low. You know, is it the end of the burrito craze? Well, I just waited 20 minutes in line for a burrito. So I knew that Chipotle wasn't going anywhere. So I bought Chipotle stock, original Chipotle stock at $45, and then I kind of forgot about it. You know, it was the spring, and then we got back to OTAs, and I did some traveling, and then we got back to the season, and I thought, you know, now I'm getting some money, I might as well go put it back, and I went back, and the $500 was now $1,200, and I thought, man, like, that's a pretty good deal, you know, mm-hmm. and so I went to a professor, Mary Doherty, who kind of taught me some just basics about investing, you know, PE ratio, you know, things like, you know, forward earnings, things like that. But just real basic stuff, dividends. I mean, I even have a degree in economics and policy. And it wasn't until I left college that I understood dividends and equity. Wow. So I just invested. Every check I got, I randomly saw Hootie and the Blowfish on MTV back in the day when everybody watched it. And they said, we save $60 out of every $100 we make. And so I decided to save 80. So I saved $80 out of every $100 I made. I bought as many cars as you can drive at the same time. And I bought a house smaller than I thought, you know, I could afford. And those things really set me up. And I continued to put away. And I bought a life insurance policy. And as proud as I am of a 10-year NFL career, you know, I'm just as proud that I've owned Apple and Google for 10 years. And that's really continued to make a lasting difference in my life.
You know, that was very interesting that you said all that. Is I know the other day when we was at the movies and outside, you said, man, I'm so proud to say I own Google and I own, you know, McDonald's. And I'm like, wow, I never heard an NFL athlete talk about his investments.
Yeah.
You know, I won't say never, but most that I meet, you know, some of them done well, but a lot of them done, you know, pretty bad. So now that you did good with investing, you know, that, you know, buying your house and being conservative with your spending and investing, now you move on now, married with 3 kids.
Yeah.
How does that change your investment portfolio? How does that change?
You know, I buy stocks now in groupings that I can break down for my wife and I in retirement. Mm-hmm. I'm more dividend based, you know, and I look for values like, you know, I think it was about 6 years ago, Netflix decided, you know, had announced they're going to stop moving out the DVDs. Well, they were kind of ahead of their time when they did that at the time. I think only 19% of America had high speed internet. right? So most people were still using DVD players. I think I forget how much the stock dropped, but I'm like, Netflix is the future. So about 6-7 years ago, I bought Netflix. You know, when the United Airlines dropped because of, you know, the incident they had with a passenger, I think the stock dropped 8%. So I look for those opportunities now. I look for general broad opportunities. You know, right now we have the highest credit card debt, highest student debt that we've ever had in our nation's history. So I go for more conservative things. I started buying, you know, gold coins when we went to the Super Bowl. And when you play in the playoffs in the NFL, you get some playoff checks and things like that.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And, you know, I started looking different ways to invest my money. So I've got a fourplex here in Denver, and I got a gold coin collection. The Treasury put out the first African-American on a gold coin, so I got some of those. So I'm just looking to, you know, preserve my nest egg and really continue to invest. And, you know, one of the things that you and I both know, a lot of difference with financial literacy is the difference between money and income. So I want my money to make me income. And so that's really what I look to do, and I look to save, and I just, you know, prepare that way. And because I invested 10 years ago, 8 years ago, I don't have to invest that much anymore.
Now it's just pretty much reaping the dividends and living off of the dividends. And
dividend life, you know.
Dividend life, I like that. You know, that might be a shirt.
Yeah.
Dividend life.
Dividend life, you know. And, you know, and one of the things when I try and tell young people all the time, you know, $100 invested before 25 is $30,000 when you're 65. So if you can save $100 between 18 and 25 and invest it, you know what I mean, you know, 32 times, 33 times, you'll be a millionaire when you're 65.
Now, think about it, Ryan. When people say that, you know, we hear the term 65 sounds so far. That's like, whoa,
yeah.
65, you know, I'm 20 now. You know, I want to live the good life now. And when a person hears you say, hey, I just invest into what? What would you tell that person?
Own what you buy. If you're driving a Chevrolet or a Ford and you're stopping at Starbucks on the way to pick up an Amazon package at Whole Foods, own those stocks. It's as simple as that. You know, you have a phone. Okay, what's your phone? Okay, I got an iPhone. What's your carrier? Okay, I got Verizon. Okay, well, those are two stocks to buy. I mean, just look at what you use. Own what you buy. And that way, you know, if you go to Walgreens, I'm a big fan of Walgreens. Hey, every time I go there, I'm helping me make money. I'm getting dividends. I'm getting these things. I like Netflix, so I own the stock. You know, I own the stock of the TV that I have, and even where I go and buy home improvement. You know, I got Home Depot stock because I go to Home Depot. So it really is not rocket science. You just own what you buy, what you use, and that way you know that people are still buying it.
Okay. Now, looking back on it, what are some of the mistakes that you've seen yourself make? Like, you know what? This is crazy. I wish I didn't do that. That was stupid. You know, what were some of those?
You got enough time? You know, that's one of the things, you know, I was fortunate enough to live through a lot of my mistakes. You know, I started a business while I was in the NFL and I ended up moving and going to the Houston Texans. So I had to close that business. So that was a lot of money that was not wasted, but I learned not to spend money that way. I would have said no a lot earlier to friends and family. You know, one of the things when you're young, you're just so happy to be rich. I mean, I was rich. I could do whatever I wanted. You know, I in the off season, I said, okay, I want to go to Barcelona. I left the next week. You know what I'm saying? I was fine. I was fine to do that. But also just learning that, you know, there's a crescendo when you start saying yes to people. And, you know, I realized it when I was at Kansas City. I looked at my end of the year pay stub and I'd spent $32,000 on tickets for other people.
$32,000.
So the very next year, what I'm saying? So
I never got a phone call.
Well, exactly. But you know what? If you call me for tickets, you're not coming alone. And so now you got three people because you say my boy's a Denver Bronco or Kansas City Chief. He's going to get us tickets. Well, that's $250 a pop. I just gave you $1,000. You know, so for me, I started saying no to people. You know, people want to come in on Friday night, have me take them to dinner. Well, Friday night in the NFL is my Wednesday, right? I got things to do. It's not my job to take you out to dinner when I got to study a game plan to get ready for Saturday morning practice, to get ready to go to hotel Saturday night and play on Sunday. So I told people, hey, you want to stay and hang out? Stay till Monday. Okay, come on in. You can come in Saturday before I go to the hotel. I say hi to you. I'm not responsible for your enjoyment and happiness. And you know what?